That sound means it is time for the Chatham County Roundup. And this is one of those editions of the Roundup where we welcome into the studio former Pittsboro mayor, real estate developer, host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill, and a whole bunch of other hats as well. It's the Honorable Randolph Voller. Randy, how's it going?
It's great to be back on the porch.
Love to have you here, and a lot to talk about as always. Let's get into the current state of real estate in Chatham and Orange County, as that's where we usually begin. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that we have the year-end report. You know, every show we come on and do the Chatham County Roundup as an extension of On the Porch. We talk about the current listings and what's going on with the market. Well, now we have the year-end data, Andrew, and it's quite interesting to see what's going on in Orange and Chatham. So, for example, Chatham's market for $1 million-plus properties is 11.6% greater than the market in Orange, even though the Orange County real estate market is almost 33% bigger than Chatham. So what that's telling you is the market is moving in Chatham toward more expensive homes.
And that's, I mean, we look at all the developments that we know are happening there. That's not likely to change based on all this development, right?
Well, unless we get more product on the ground and, you know, land prices become cheaper, which probably won't because, of course, we can't create more land. The only way to get product that's going to be less expensive is probably have less red tape and have more product available to, you know, to come online. I mean, what's interesting is for a long time, as I've told you, I've been here almost 33, going my 34th year. Chatham County was the place people went to for cheaper living. And Orange County, and specifically Chapel Hill, was more expensive. But that has been flipped on its head as policies have changed and new leaders have come into office and looked at what has happened over a 30, 40-year cycle. So right now, what's going on in the market under 375, I mean, 34% of the listings in Orange County are under 375, and last year, 30% of the sales were under 375. When you contrast that with Chatham County, only 14.4% of all sales in Chatham County last year was under 375, and only 7 sales were under 125. I mean, these are startling statistics. Yes. And then you can say, okay, well, what's happening now? All right, well, currently only 7.8% of listings in Chatham County. So if you have 100 listings, about 8 of those listings are under 375. So if you're a, you know, someone who's moving down, or you know, you're a young person that's trying to get their first home, it's pretty slim pickings.
When you talk about one of the things that has to happen is getting more product out there, and we look at all the development that's happening in Chatham County, particularly in the Pittsboro area. I mean, obviously all the Chatham Park stuff. That I'm guessing as involved and as present as you've been for the evolution of the Chatham Park development, you probably have a pretty good understanding of just how massive that is. I continue to be surprised by it every once in a while. Like,
right.
That huge annexation behind Mosaic, where they, you know, all of that land between Mosaic and the Haw River is now Pittsboro. That's all going to be developed. Not all of it, but largely it's going to be developed as part of that northern village. We've got the Reeves Farm development coming online on the west side of town now. It's another just massive amount of homes at multiple different levels that are going to be built. Do we get to a point, in your opinion, and I'm asking you to prognosticate something that's impossible to predict, do we get to a point where there is enough product on the ground with all this development that we see some of this start to come back down?
Well, you have to look at what the inputs are for what creates the price of a house or a price of a residential property. I mean, typically 20 to 25% of that retail price is in the land. So unless the land gets a little less expensive, and part of that cost are costs for getting it approved, or the costs of essentially going into the town or county and running it through entitlements, right, in order to start delivering something that could end up being built upon. I mean, there's basically 4 stages of development. I mean, Andrew, you could sell raw land, you could farm on that land, you could give people rights to timber on that land, or you could go get that land approved for a subdivision or homes or townhouses, right? That's the second stage. Or you could develop it and put in streets and roads and parking lots and sell those finished lots. or you could build something on it and sell that. I mean, what's occurred over time is it's gotten more expensive from head to tail in the process. And if you listen to my show On the Porch, we've had some national experts come on there who have worked with the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency and advise others across the country. And I asked point blank, you know, this expert, what would you do? And basically he said he would create zoning districts that were, you know, like R1 or that didn't restrict as much and let people come forward with the plans so that you have a shorter process and then let the policymakers approve them. But what occurs now when you mention Chatham Park, you know, whether people like Chatham Park or hate Chatham Park or are neutral on it, you know, they first approached Pittsburgh in 2006. It's Look how long that's taken.
Long lead-in
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Very long lead-in time.
Yes. So with those lead-in times, is it no wonder why prices have gotten more and more expensive? I mean, sometimes people think things are going to get cheaper. And as I tell elected officials, I said, look, don't bet on the fact that it's going to get cheaper to build sidewalk or cheaper to build roads or cheaper to build parks. You know, just bite the bullet, so to speak, and make the decision. For example, the Powell Place in Powell Place, you know, in a town, you live in Pittsburgh, you've moved up back up here to Chapel Hill. There was a park that we, when I was mayor, they decided not to build the bathrooms because back then $30,000 or $40,000 was too expensive. Well, now if you look at their budget, I could be corrected if I'm wrong on this, but I think it was in the $150,000 to $225,000 range now.
It's not surprising.
No.
It's not surprising. Boy, that $40,000 bathroom sounded pretty nice, right?
I thought so, too, at the time. Exactly.
So I wanted to ask you, and this is a bit of an unfair question, but what's something that you expect to happen news-wise in the real estate market in Chatham and Orange over the next 12 months? Kind of looking back at 2023, now I want you to look ahead at 2024. I'm not going to hold you to it, but what's something that you think might happen? What's a takeaway we could be talking about a year from now?
Well, I think you're going to have more product that's being approved. As you referenced the Reeves Farm, and there were a couple other projects, Turkey Creek and a few others, besides Chatham Park around Pittsburgh. And now that they're approved, the question becomes, will they get built? And what's the timing on building those? And then the other question becomes, what happens in other parts of the county? I mean, you have the county worked on the Moncure plan. You've got questions with, you know, how fast or, you know, VinFast will be built, and even, you know, will VinFast be built? But that doesn't mean that people aren't still looking down in that Lee County, Sanford area and Chatham area. So the real question, I guess, a year from now is how many more units were approved in the county? How many of those units were affordable or could be affordable, and how many are in the process of getting built?
And then a similar version of the question, but much more hypothetical. If you could, within reason, kind of snap your fingers and say this one thing is going to happen that will be a benefit, what would you want that one thing to be? What's something that
would be a benefit?
Benefit to the real estate market and affordability in Chatham and Orange counties.
I think it would be a benefit if people actually said, look, we're going to get more creative on getting, you know, product approved and ensuring that product is going to address, you know, whether people call it the missing middle or whether they call it workforce housing. You know, some people don't like those monikers. But essentially, you know, the state in the General Assembly, they started looking at some new bills to address this that would create incentives for creating more workforce housing. And there was a lot of pushback on taking away control from counties or municipalities, and rightfully so. But at the end of the day, the counties and municipalities need to probably get more creative on how to work with the private markets in a public-private partnership to actually address this issue. I mean, it's either going to have to be done by the private market, right, by developers, by builders, or it's going to have to be done by the public or some combination thereof. But constantly saying we need this and we support it, but it never getting built is not a good result.
Fair enough. We're speaking with Randy Voller, former Pittsburgh mayor and host of On the Porch on weekends here on 97.9 The Hill and several other things. Recently learned you're a percussionist as well. I knew you were a musician. I didn't know you played percussion. So.
I do play percussion, and I think that it's a valuable percussion and drums are a valuable instrument to play because a lot of what you do when you serve the public is just set the rhythm. Other people can be the lead guitar players or lead singers, but every band really rises and falls on how good their rhythm section is.
It's an outstanding metaphor, Mr. Voller. I appreciate it. We've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else, real estate or non-real estate, that you wanted to cover?
Yes, actually today there was a big announcement, and I'm sure tomorrow you guys will have it on the air, where Pittsburgh's Mayor Kyle Shipp was appointed to an EPA advisory committee, which is a voice for small communities for national environmental policy. This is a big deal. There are probably 20 to 25 members from tribal communities, small communities across the United States that are on this committee. The purpose of this committee is to ensure that people in small communities across America could have input on policy, especially as they're trying to address issues with clean air and drinking water, waste disposal, and related services. So to have, I think he'll be our only member, when I looked at the list, from North Carolina on that committee, to have someone so involved with water quality right here in Chatham County in our region is going to be a boon for us.
Couple thoughts on that. One is, yeah, as somebody in this area, it's just great to have that representation and that voice and kind of have a quicker access to the information and kind of the temperature of that committee and what kind of recommendations they're going to be making. Also worth noting, this seems like it's a pretty big feather in Mayor Shipp's mayor hat, doesn't it? This is, for somebody who was just elected, this seems like kind of a big thing.
Well, one of the roles that you play as mayor is, if you really want to get in there and do the work, you can make yourself available to be appointed to regional or statewide or national committees. You know, some mayors choose to not do so. Kyle has made himself available. Obviously, Pittsburgh and Chatham County have been at the forefront of this water quality issue and issues with 1,4-dioxane and issues with Gen X and issues with PFAS. And, you know, Pittsburgh has been in the middle of that. So it's logical for them to reach out and ask, hey, would the mayor of Pittsburgh want to be on this committee, right? And, of course, the EPA, you know, has a huge headquarters right here in RTP, and the head of the EPA was, Regan was the former head of, DEQ here. So a lot of that makes sense. And, kudos for Kyle for landing this appointment. And I hope it's going to deliver good things, not only for North Carolina, but for small towns and communities across the United States.
Randy, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything last to add?
Well, Pittsburgh just had an interesting meeting on the 8th, Elvis's birthday and my birthday as well. And, they got a really good clean bill of health for their financial situation. That the audit was presented. They had showed cash reserves. They could run the town for well over a year. I would advise any citizens to go back online and check, your town or your county's budget and look at the audit. And learn what's happening with the finances in your community. It's quite informative, and you can really get to know what your politicians and policymakers care about with how they spend your money.
Randy Voller, thank you so much for making the time, and we'll talk again soon.